K. Show. Yes, it's the Danny K. Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Entertainment, we present the amazingly amusing talents of the one and only Danny Kaye. Well, it's the opening night of Danny Kaye's new playhouse, and in those frantic few moments just before curtain time, all is confusion and excitement. The color tour is warming up. The stage hands are putting the scenery in the place. The actors are running through the fire. The orchestra is in the pit, tuning up.
All right, boys, quiet, quiet, quiet. Now let's run through that number again, okay? One, two.
Something terrible would happen to me on opening night.
Well, what's the matter,
Danny? Well, look at me, Edie. I'm bent over double. I can't straighten up.
Huh?
Well, look at me. I'm bent over like a jackknife.
Oh. Now, hold still a second. Don't move. Now, unhook your suspenders from your garters.
Oh. Oh, that jumpsuit. Gosh, Edie, I don't know what I'd do without you.
I know what I'd do without you. I'd live to a ripe old age. Now, look, Danny, don't be nervous. Relax.
Relax?
Yes.
Relax. I'm relaxed. Who says I'm not relaxed? I'm not perfectly relaxed. Well, what makes you think I'm not relaxed? Relax. I'm calm, cool. I'm not nervous. I'm relaxed. Relax. I'm not nervous. I'm calm.
Danny, will you take it easy? It's only opening night. What can happen?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Evie. What can happen? What can happen? Oh, a lot of things can happen.
Now, nothing will happen. I checked everything. The costume.
Oh, they won't fit.
The scenery.
It'll fall down.
The lights.
Oh, the lights. That's it. The lights. I knew they would do it. They'll go out. And if they go out, we'll have to do the play in the dark. And if we do the play in the dark, no one can see it.
Maybe it's better that way.
Yeah. But if they can't see it, they won't know when we start. And if they don't know when we start, they won't know when we're finished. And if they don't know when we're finished, they won't know when to go home. And if they don't go home, I'll be breaking the curfew. I'll break the curfew. I'll go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. I'm not a public enemy!
Oh, Danny, could you please calm yourself?
Oh, calm myself, yes, calm myself. That's what I'll do, I'll calm myself. That's it, calm myself. All right, I'm calm now, calm.
Now,
Oh!
What's the matter now?
Oh, I forgot what I'm supposed to say. What's my opening line, Edie?
Well, you walk on the stage, through the kitchen door, and say, Alice, I love you.
Yes, I remember now. Alice, I love you.
Ernest, I love you. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, something happened. I can't help it. See, whenever I think of that opening night audience, my throat tightens up.
Oh, called Dennis. Now forget about the audience. Take the line again.
Ernest, I love you. Let us go before a justice of the purse and we'll make his burden groom.
I cannot marry you. I am in love with Jack.
Jack? Forget Jack. Marry me. What do you say, Ernest?
What do you say?
Definitely nerd. Oh, now, come on, Danny. Let's run through it again.
It's no use, Evie. I'm as tight as it's on my dress pad.
Evie.
Danny.
Evie. What's the matter?
It's gone now. I've got no anxiety.
Hello, Danny.
Danny,
what's the matter with you?
I've got laryngitis.
Laryngitis? That's nothing but me. I can cure that in a minute.
You can? How?
Well, the first thing you got to do is stop whispering. Just say in your normal voice, "Hello, Lionel. How are you?"
"Hello, Lionel. How are you?"
"Fine. How are you?"
"I got laryngitis."
Don't try to do anything with Danny tonight. He's just a bundle of nerves.
Nerves? Mm-hmm. Nerves are controlled by the brain. I've got no nerves. Why?
No coaching from the audience, please.
What about me? I have laryngitis. I can't talk.
Well, you'll just have to talk to your pencil.
Talk to my pencil?
Sure, Danny. You see, I read a book.
You read?
Why, sure. Sometimes without even moving my lips, either.
Remarkable.
Now, the doctor that wrote this book says that the only way to overcome nervousness is to talk to different parts of your body and get them to relax.
Lionel, why don't you have a talk with your brain and tell it to come home, all is forgiven.
The gardener shall ignore both your in and your endo. Pretty difficult to overlook that. Now look, Danny, suppose I want to relax my feet. The first thing I have to do is have a talk with my big toe. He's the boy. I say to my big toe, "Tom," I say, "why are you so nervous? Why don't you and your four little brothers relax? You haven't acted like this since the last time I got a hot foot. Now stop wiggling and relax. Go to sleep. There.
Are you toes asleep?
Yeah. Out like a light.
Look at that idiot work. Gee, Lionel, the doctor who wrote that book certainly knows his stuff. I better get straight on my nerves in a minute. When can I meet him, Lionel?
Oh, you can't meet the doctor now, Danny.
Why not?
He just had a nervous breakdown.
This is Ken Niles in the lobby of the Danny K. Playhouse. There's a tremendous crowd here tonight. Everybody who isn't anybody in Hollywood is here. The excitement of an important premiere is in the air, and everybody's talking of just one thing, the new Playhouse. Listen.
Got a match?
Yeah. Got a cigarette?
No.
Yes, this promises to be the most glittering of all Hollywood opening nights.
How's everything look, Ken?
Oh, wonderful, Danny.
Oh, swell. Any celebrities show up yet?
No, but look at that big car pulling up. I'll bet that belongs to some famous Hollywood star.
Hey, look, he's getting out.
Maybe it's Gary Cooper or Cary Grant.
Well, let's go over and see.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Jellison. For a minute, we thought you were Cary Grant.
Oh, that's silly. I'm much more the Humphrey Bogart type.
Well, I'm glad to see that you came to my opening, Jellison.
Oh, I'm a first nighter from way back.
You are?
You betcha. You betcha. Say, Mr. King, what play are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing a Russian play my father wrote to me when he was 9 weeks old. He was a child prodigy.
Oh. What's the name on it?
Well, the Russian title is Yak-Yak-Zrak-Yak-Zrak-Zrak-Drom. Tippy-Tippy-Drippy-Tippy-Drippy-La-Pomponi. What do I mean for it in English? Yak-Nat-Tippy-Yak-Zrak-Nat-Tippy-Drippy-Yak-Zrak-Drom-Nat-Tippy-Drippy-La-Pomponi.
Oh, that's wonderful. But what does it mean?
Well, it means that once upon a time there were three Chinese boys. Yak, Yak-Zrak, Jack the Doctor Don. And there were three Chinese girls. Tippy, Tippy Drippy, La Pomponi. What any for a genie? Then they all got married. Yak married Tippy, Yak to the Rat married Tippy Drippy, Yak to the Rat the Drony married Tippy Drippy La Pomponi. Very happy.
That's a very tender story. What does it mean?
Once upon a time, there were three Chinese boys. Yak to the Rat.
Hey, Jenny, you better get backstage and get your costume on. Harry's about to play the overture.
Oh, that's fine. What's he playing?
I wish I knew.
Oh, doesn't anybody know what's going on around here? The curtain's going up in a minute.
Danny, that's the name of the song, and Kitty Callum's going to sing it.
Oh, I'd think so.
Be nervous now. The curtain's about to go up. You all set, Eve?
Lionel.
How about you, Harry?
I'm all set, Danny.
I am James Butler. I'm letting my master because he is cruel to me. Cruel, I tell you. So I killed him dead. Dead. I tell you, dead.
Well, that's fine, Harry. That's fine. You kill the audience dead. Dead, I tell you. Dead. Dead.
About 10 miles is out. I'm treating the first night.
Well, good friends, we welcome you all to the opening of Danny Kaye's new Playhouse. Tonight, we bring you an epic of Hollywood movie making starring Danny Kaye as Donovich Chaos, the great Russian impresario. Curtain, music. As the scene opens, the great Donovich Chaos is just entering his private office.
Where is my secretary?
Right here, Mr. Chaos.
Take some notes here. I got an absolutely sensational idea for a beautiful catastrophe.
I'm ready.
Chris, take notes.
I'm ready.
Too late. The idea has varnished. My brains have too much on their mind. Wait. Wait, I have a second idea for an absolutely sensational motion picture. First scene, close-up of man. Long beard. Razor in hand.
What are you going to call it?
Objective Burmese. All my production staff. Where is everybody?
Production staff. Production staff.
Good morning, Mr. Chaos.
Never mind, good morning. Who is the world's greatest genius?
You are, Mr. Chaos.
World's greatest writer?
You are, Mr. Chaos.
World's greatest director?
You are, Mr. Chaos.
World's greatest producer?
Sam Goldwyn.
Take him away.
Hello,
All right, everybody. Off your knees. Hands off my shoes.
Jesus, you're in a bad humor today. That salmon you had last night must have disagreed with you.
What? Who is salmon to disagree with me?
Take it easy, Chief. It was only an idea.
Well, who are you to get ideas? I am the genius. Never forget it. Which reminds me, I forgot my coat in the restaurant. Secretary. Get the brown derby on the phone.
Here you are, sir.
What took you so long? Hello, Brown Derby. Would you do me a favor? Would you please go across the street to Joe's cafeteria and get my coat? What? What? You too. Now to work. Secretary. Sharpen up your teeth, Rapper. I have for you a very long shorthand. We're going to do a super detective story in technical color.
A detective story?
Absolutely. I will call it Meet Me and Louis. Thanks. And for my stars, I will have Lauren Blackball and Humphrey Bugle.
Can you get him, Chief?
Can I get him? Of course not. But with that in its payoff, nothing is possible. What is next?
There's an actor outside waiting to see you.
An actor? All right, show him in.
This way, please.
You are an actor? Go ahead.
I am James, the butler. I killed my master because he was cruel to me, so I killed him. I killed him, I tell you. Well, Miss Chaos, how do you like that?
I can tell you in one word.
Well?
That is not the word. Out, please. Out. C-U-O. Out. I just threw him out backwards. How can I make pictures with actors like this? I am losing my mind.
How can you make pictures without money? You're flat broke.
Who is broke? What are you talking about? Yesterday I put big deposits in bank. 6,000 clams. But that is not good enough for them. They want money. Wait just a moment. I have it. That girl.
What girl?
The girl I met last night. Little Ivanishka High Pocket. She's very rich. Very crazy about me. Also very rich. Yes. I now go to call on my little cauliflower who has plenty of folding cabbage. Ah, good evening, my little Italian. You are so lovely. You are so beautiful. I would like to run barefoot through your hair.
I am James, the butler.
All right, I'll run through your mustache. Don't quibble.
Oh, Donovich, it's just too charming of you to drop in. How do you get fun to barge in on people?
I am always happy to drop in on a barge like you. Ah, my little cabbage, you are so beautiful. If I could only capture your beauty on canvas. If I only had my brush and my weasel. Every time I look into your eyes, my heart goes flop, chicka, flop, chicka, flop, chicka, flop.
Oh, Donovich.
Let me hold me in your arms while I sing to you the love song of my native country. Orchester. Help me to make. The Timothy. Как была хороша, не болела ли грудь, Росин Сенатра, и не страдавился, полюбил я ее. О, любил городок, how not on your boat? Not three times. Oh, no.
It's just too to think that the great gun of its payoff loves poor little me.
Poor? You are poor?
Yes, personally, yes. Papa controls the estate. But never mind Papa and his money. Kiss me.
Step aside, I kiss Papa.
Oh, it isn't as easy as that, gun of it. Papa is extremely frugal.
You mean your father squeezes nickels?
Oh, he isn't as bad as that. Would you care for a glass of buffalo milk? Really, Donovich, I must tell you this.
What is it?
Papa is utterly
heartless. Just a second, that's Papa.
Oh, pardon me. Papa is utterly heartless and ruthless. He's a cold man.
Out of my way, my little Broska. I'm going in to see your party. Papa, completely too. There you are, Mr. High Pocket.
No way. I hate you. I am nasty.
Listen. Spare me one moment, please, I beg of you. I am Donovich Kayo, the impresario. I write, act, direct, produce, and Saturdays I play shortstop for Pasadena Blumegarrett. I am a genius, and I have a letter signed by me to prove it.
Think your business. I am a very busy man and also very tough.
All right. I will go down to Brad Tactics. I need $1 million. No, more. 500,000.
Okay, you talk me into it. What are you going to do with the money I give you?
I am going to produce a great epic. A modern masterpiece based on the story of Little Red. Little Red Riding Jacket, I call it, for whom the wolf howls.
Gee, that sounds fetching. But before I give you the money, there's one proviso I must make.
There is always one proviso, unfortunate not lately.
Yes, I insist that my son have the leading role.
Only on one condition will I do this. Can he act?
Oh, he's a great actor. I'll call him in. All right, son.
I am James, the butler. I killed my master because he was so cruel to me. Stop this! Stop it!
I have heard enough. Rather than use him as an actor, I abdicate from the picture business. I return to the ballet.
To ballet? Oh, are you a dancer, too?
Am I a dancer? I was born to be a dancer. And when the music plays, the ants in my pants do tour the tail. And what is the answer? Why is this condition? Because when I was born in this position. I entered the world with a whoop. Hello. 8 2 months from here, I was crawling on my ballet. Other children say da-da to you and mother. When I opened my mouth, came out Pavlova. And right away to the face, tap the tap the tear away, the rum the jam, from the jam, entree back the tear away, tear away, clear away, entree jet, alouette, 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 so I cast the chapitre and I cleaned the plié till I was the corps of the corps de ballet. Was then I met Pavlova. Pavlova. What an elevation, and such an extension. She was dancing in big circles ballet with her partner, the famous Sergeyevsky. Nice fellow, Sergeyevsky, but no mind of his own. In this ballet, he is walking on tightrope, 100 feet in the air, when suddenly somebody yells, "Swing it!" Nice fellow, Sergeyevsky, but too impulsive. There is Pavlova without a partner right in the middle of her orgasmo. Everybody's in great confusion. But not me. I am unconscious. Greatly sympathetic Pavlova told me what to do, to rise from corsi ballet to public dancer number 2.
It's a very simple method. There is really nothing to it. Whatever everyone else is doing, you don't do it. They are up, you are down. They are down, you are up. They are leaving, you are kissing. They are waiting, you are sitting. They are loving, you are crying. They are living, you are down. They go east, you go west. That is where the sun shines best. Pablo! This brings me to the time I got out of sick bed to dance in the healthy prince. It is bitter cold night, and for costumes we are wearing strings of vitamin pills. Here am I with ache in my legs, cold in my back, pain in my head, and trouble with my ballerina. So I say to myself, what is more important, art or pneumonia? I make all appearance of that flannel underwear. Next morning I am hailed by the critics as the first hot ballet dancer. From then on, when Paul hates the soccer face, and when he's making with the shake, and Uncle Drake the soccer paper on the floor, then who's the man they call on when they cannot get the call? I'm the man in the red flannel drawer. When his jeans get up from his feet like a sword, his boyfriend and she enters out one of the woods out of that door. Then to scare the bull and cut him, and then to send the three alarm, and for the man in the red flannel drawer. Not least in Martin Duke, in 14th, Kurt will go to Bova, to Manavel, Lubana, the Yusana, the Pavlova. He gets the earth, he gets the earth, he gets the earth, but of course. Brings me to the time I came to America to make my 64th farewell debut. But between my farewell and my debut, what has happened to the dance? They're now dancing with angle, they're now dancing with barefoot, they're now dancing with significance. Martha Graham. Martha Graham and her six little crackers are performing monster ballet called Diesel Engine Number 45. Martha Graham is playing part of Diesel Engine. Six little crackers are playing Spark Club. And Charles Wideman. Charles Wideman is making guest appearance at Flywheel. The ballet starts. Ah, Pavlova. Pavlova. The wonderful things we used to do. I could do them again if I only had you. But how can you do when you ain't got with me? Pavlova.
This is Danny Kaye. Now, look, if you fellas would pick up a pencil or a pen and, why don't you drop a line to, no, that isn't what I mean. Look, why don't you sit down and, here's what I mean, fellas, listen. Good night.
Don't forget to be with us for the next Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, Harry James and his music makers, and Danny Kaye. This program is directed by Dick Mack, Ken Niles speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.